with Kelly Wolgamott, who's been for now 11 years involved with travel marketing, Pure Michigan. She's now the director. And what a good time to be the director of all things Pure Michigan. Nice to have you on the program, Kelly.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. I'm just honored to be here with you this morning.
You know, I'm on the phone on my drive up. And maybe you're not supposed to be, but I'm not going to lie. I was on the phone. You know, that's a long drive, and put on the speaker and just talk. And virtually everyone said to me, what are the colors like? Are the colors there yet? And I thought, what a great marketing job you've done for people. The first thing people ask me from anywhere in the world that I was talking to people, they asked about the colors.
Yes, you know, and that's like the common theme, right? That once, you know, summer departs and the switch goes on for fall, everyone wants to know where they can see the best colors. And, you know, we have a number of resources on Michigan.org. We have actually have a fall color update, a newsletter you can sign up so you can be alerted of the weekly color updates all around the state. We also have a brilliant travel guide, too, that you can purchase, or you can not have to purchase it, but you can get it on Michigan.org as well, to help you with your fall travels to, you know, provide resources as to what to go see, do, and experience in Pure Michigan this fall.
That'll be obvious if you go to Michigan.org. It'll be obvious where.
Yes, right on the homepage, and if you scroll down a little bit, it'll be right there.
Excellent. Because, as I told everybody, it's early. I mean, nobody's missed anything yet. I might have seen one tree that got confused and somehow started turning orange, but one out of the billions and billions of trees that I passed along the way. So there's plenty of time. And as you point out, Kelly Wolgamott, the director of travel marketing for Pure Michigan, the great thing about fall colors, you can do it from your car.
Yep.
You can do it from a trail.
Yes, it's absolutely accessible to anyone. So you could, it's a great road trip. Michigan is set up brilliantly for a road trip destination. Go along the West Michigan coast, go through US 23, just superb, you know, colors. We have 19 million acres of wood, of hardwood. So,
wow.
You know, the color opportunities are brilliant. In the Upper Peninsula.
And, well, before you get there, there's a big announcement there.
Yeah, there is.
I just wanted to remind people that we've had enough doctors on, enough studies on, that just being out of doors is healthier for you. Just spending any, it can be your backyard, maybe not as exciting, but it can be exciting, and you can see color there too. But my point is, by planning a trip of Pure Michigan right now for the color season, is you're not only feasting on Mother Nature's fireworks and this beautiful display of color that's coming, regardless of what, you know, people are saying, well, it was dry, so it won't be as intense. And come on, it's all beautiful no matter what. But my point is, being outside by itself, even without the feast for the eyes, is better for you. It's healthy. All right.
Absolutely.
Now we have to talk about the big announcement.
Yes. So the Upper Peninsula, which we all know and love and know for the beauty, was just designated the number one destination for fall color in the U.S.
So totally number one in the entire United States.
Yes, for fall color. So that's the place you need to be, right, for fall color and to explore along the trails, but also just driving along the water. There's nothing better than seeing, you know, the Great Lakes and then seeing just the array of bright reds and yellows and oranges. It's just, it's stunning. And you mentioned, you know, wellness, and that's huge right now, right? We've all been through a lot when it comes to the pandemic, and Michigan really provides that opportunity to get out in the trails, enjoy the fresh air, the great weather, and the beauty of the leaves and what fall brings to us.
And I'm sure that since your trip begins at Michigan.org, you'll have all kinds of information for those who are maybe not that familiar with the Upper Peninsula, haven't made the trek, and now they're saying, well, maybe now this is why I need to go to the Upper Peninsula, go over the Mighty Mac and make the commitment. That information will be at Michigan.org as well.
Absolutely. We have a fall landing page that just gives people ideas about events this fall, about travel ideas, you know, the top 10 things to see throughout Michigan this fall season, you know, but there's also some, I think, unique tours that are going on in the Upper Peninsula, and specifically in the Keweenaw area. The seaplanes that you take to Isle Royale, they're now giving you seaplane color tours along the coastline in the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Hmm.
So some really unique opportunities to get outdoors, connect with your family and friends, and just enjoy the beauty of fall.
Well, that's fabulous. And what are you working on for next season? I know you're not going to tell me exactly, but I mean, since Pure Michigan has become the, do we say gold or do we go platinum? I don't know. Platinum is bigger than gold, I guess.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The platinum standard that's been copied by many other states, which is a compliment to you guys. You got to stay ahead of these folks.
We do. And, you know, we just really focus on maintaining the relevancy of the brand and connecting with those target audiences that we have for our travelers, so that we can, you know, drive the economy in Michigan. Travel is a huge industry for the state, such an important industry. And, you know, we're so fortunate to have the Pure Michigan campaign and the strength and integrity of the campaign and the Michigan product that we're promoting. You know, you can't do this anywhere else. Michigan is just amazing when it comes to a travel destination.
Quick question, Kelly. Do you have figures yet as to how the travel business has been over the last few months?
Yeah, you know, we really didn't slow down during the pandemic, right? We had in-state and regional travelers here in the state.
Hmm.
As things are opening up, you know, I think we'll see a bit of that transition. We're focusing on international as well and a national audience as well to get more people to consider Michigan as a travel destination. We had a great summer, no doubt. You know, our summers are amazing and, you know, we had great activity across the state and, you know, we see that continuing.
Well, we hope so. For, as they say, from your lips to God's ears, because travel and Pure Michigan are unbelievably important for the great state, a very important part of our economy. And thanks for you keeping it up for now 11 years there, being a part of travel marketing in Pure Michigan. Kelly Wolgamott is now the director of travel marketing in Pure Michigan. And our friend Dave would want us to say again,
your trip begins at Michigan.org.
It's amazing how she knew that without any prompting on my part. Way to go, Kelly. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, Pure Michigan is just the best.